early on, I felt like I really still had to grind. I really still have to hustle to make sure that I have my own. And when I decided to divorce my ex, if I didn't have my own thing going, I wouldn't have left as quickly.
Right. You wouldn't have been able to.
I wouldn't have been able to. Hello there, fams, and welcome back to another episode of Femininity by Rachel V. I am your host, Rachel V.
And I am Steph Heinz.
Hi, Steph.
Hi, Rach.
So today, ladies, we are going to be talking about elevating yourself, keeping your standards high, and having your own. The importance of having your own.
Absolutely.
We all want family. Well, not all of us. Some of us.
Right.
Majority of women want families. We want the white picket fence. We want the successful husband. We want the kids in private school. We want all of that. We want successful careers. Well, some of us do. Some of us have brought into the idea of stay-at-home moms. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that, Stephanie?
I mean, I guess because it's a little bit removed from me. I mean, right now I don't have any kids. I'm not married. I want both. Mm-hmm. But I definitely put my career first. And I was living in a place that I knew wouldn't prioritize that. And it was something that I was willing to do earlier. Mm-hmm. And so I made the investment in my career and to having my own and building my own within certain industries so that, you know, I totally agree with the having your own. It's a power. It's having your own power, having your own funds, it's not even just the money, it's the wherewithal and the skill set to hustle should you need to. So no knock on stay-at-home moms. I think that's one of the hardest things in the world. The real hood is motherhood kind of thing.
Absolutely.
But I think that you just need to have a few tricks in your back pocket that if, you know, life happens, that you could survive, that you could put a plan in action, and that you have skill sets that you could bring in the bacon if you needed to.
Exactly. So one of the things I credit myself for is maintaining a business.
Totally.
I started my hair salon. I opened my hair salon when I was 26 years old. And although I desperately wanted to be that mom, that soccer mom that was available to her child,
right,
especially when I had my son, I wanted to be available to him. I wanted to be able to take him to school, you know, be the type of mom to make his breakfast every morning, which was something I couldn't do with Rashay because I was a single mom and I was by myself. So when I got married and I had my son, something in me just wouldn't let my guard down enough for me. And you know what? I'm not even going to say it was something in me. I didn't feel safe.
Right. You felt like you had to protect yourself.
I felt like, and that should have been a sign for me. But early on, I felt like I really still had to grind. I really still have to hustle to make sure that I have my own. And when I decided to divorce my ex, if I didn't have my own thing going, I wouldn't have left as quickly.
Right. You wouldn't have been able to.
I wouldn't have been able to, honestly. And a lot of women, I know that they are in these relationships, not even marriages. They are in relationships because they have allowed someone to control their whole thing.
Yeah.
They don't have their own. So I'm very happy.
Yeah. I think that's part of the reason why I'm not married. Really? Because, yeah, I just haven't, given up any of that power at all. Like, I don't know any other way. That's the truth. I don't know any other way than hustling and making it my own. But if someone was, like, making those decisions for me, I don't know how I would. I guess I've never prioritized someone taking care of me, which I think that when people see me, they think that that's what's happening, and it couldn't be further from the truth. I definitely have chosen love over money.
Money over love.
No, I I'm saying, like, when I've in love, mm-hmm. I've chosen love over, oh, he can take care of me. So that's what I'm saying. But I think I've always had strong women around me. I'm like, just like that energy. And even though my parents have been together since they were 14 and 15 and they like still make out, they are still in love. My mom, I think because her, like, she kind of had to grow up at a young age. Her dad was really sick when she was 8 years old. She's like, you have to prepare. Like, God forbid life happens, you have to have your own. Or even, like, you have to miss them. You have to. So my mom actually has pushed my dad to be more independent than he would like to be. He would love to be so dependent on her. But she's like, go on boys trips, go do this. Even this Valentine's Day, I was like, you're alone? You let dad go? And she was like, we did it the day before. I'm good to have my time.
No, is she doing it in a way of preparing him?
No, it's that she's like, it's healthy for the relationship. When anyone asks my mom advice, like, that's her thing. Like, you have to have your own friends, your own things, just in case it gets taken away from you. Meaning, like, if someone passes away or something that's not within your control, you have to have. So if one of my mom's girlfriends gets divorced or something like that, she's like the first one. She still goes and visits her college roommate, like, mm-hmm. will drive and do all that. She really invests in her lady circle and her tribe.
And we talked about that on our past
podcast,
right. That you really have to invest in your friends and, like, really take the energy and cultivate those relationships, because it's not just about having a partner, but it's also having a sisterhood.
Yeah. And also, if you're in a partnership, you can't, like, they can't, just the way you can't bear the brunt of all of their problems, and the same thing with them. And it's not that you're putting that on your friends, but it's good to have other people that you lean into and that you trust and you go to for advice. And that's another important thing, because it will help your relationship.
I agree. Do you feel like you are in survival mode?
Maybe. I don't know. I think I do have this constant, I guess, thing in my, like I said on the last episode, like, you never, if you're a successful person, you never meet the bar, and it just keeps going up. And so I think that makes me, I have things in my head that I want to achieve or that equate to a success in my head. And so until I meet that, I am my own worst critic, where I'm like, it's not success yet.
So recently I went on a date, right? And the person that I was, you know, at dinner with asked me, what keeps me going?
Mm.
Like, and I thought about it and I was like, life.
Yeah.
Life keeps me going. Normally I feel like I will keep going for my kids, like, all the time. Like, they are like my number one thing.
Right.
My two kids, and, you know, Rashay, she's grown now, so she, I feel like she don't need me no more, but she probably do. I don't know. But what keeps you going? Because my path alone keeps me, like, up and going.
Yeah. I think it's the goals that I set for myself and, like, wanting to feel that success. I do think that motivation is something that it is impacted by the circle around you. So outer factors do impact motivation. Drive is within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get that reinforcement from other people that you're doing well, or that you look good, or that you, you are a symbol of success to them, that makes, for me, it's like a casino rush. Like, I want more.
Absolutely. I'm looking at how good you look in this camera.
Uh-huh.
I can't see myself over here, but I can see you look so amazing.
Thank you. Look at this girl popping off in her femininity pink.
I gas Stephanie up so much.
She does.
I gas up so bad. So, so I was telling him, like, my goals keep me up. Like, when I think about something that I want to do, like it haunt me. Like
the thought
it haunts me. So it's something that's just like just being an ambitious woman. And I know everyone isn't as ambitious as you and I, but being an ambitious woman, you like we need that. I feel like more of that. I feel like be around more people that are ambitious.
Well, just like the quote about if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. Like you're not going to rise up. You're not going to get better. Mm-hmm. The same thing is with success. A lot of times people are intimidated by, oh my God, that person has so much money or they own this business or whatever. And so they feel less about themselves to be in that same circle. But if you get around that, you will learn how to unlock that.
And I'm glad you said that. So I want to say this may have been 2016,
17. Okay.
I remember it was a time where I felt like I was the motivating person all the time in my circle.
Yeah.
And I was so frustrated.
Yeah. It's a heavy weight to carry.
It really is. And that's when I knew that I had to change my circle.
Right.
I didn't have people around me that were pushing. I had people around me that was just kind of sitting around and like looking at what I was doing and was like, sit down.
Right.
Like, why are you doing so much? And I was like, well, why are you doing so little?
Right.
You
know? Right.
So you're right. Motivation comes from your circle and having great people to speak affirmations to you and also tell you like you could be doing way more than what you're doing.
Right.
Like, you know, you're better than this, you're greater than this. So I think that's really important.
Or even a friend that says, like, have you thought about it this way? Or have you thought about this would leverage X, Y, and Z? Those are real friends.
Exactly. So Stephanie, tell us, what are you doing? What you're working on? What are you doing to stay motivated? All of that.
Right now, I guess what's motivating me is all the new beginnings that I have in my life and wanting to feel settled in those, not complacent by any means, but wanting to feel like I said to you, I don't typically have like a breakdown. Mm-hmm. My body will shut down. Right. If I'm doing the most and I haven't taken a beat, my body will start to shut down, meaning I'll get sick or something. And so right now, my new beginnings and wanting to feel like I've set a routine and feeling at home to some degree will, I think, is what's motivating me. And that's like the light at the end of the tunnel for me. So like even I, you know, have my app, I love working out, but I feel like even since moving to Florida, I haven't had a workout where I feel like that's like a Steph Hines workout. Mm-hmm. And so that is like, oh, once I get in that routine, I will feel like, okay, that's an unlock for me. Or just feeling like I'm building my community. Like even this podcast is a huge step for me towards that and feeling like, okay, I live in Florida. I am working on, you know, my tribe and my life here. And then having the fact that I just started a new job, I think there are certain success points that I'm being impatient with that I really want. So I think that's right now what's driving me.
You know what? Alignment is so important. Oh, my mic sounds so much better since I flipped it up. I was trying to figure it out. Like, why does my mic sound like Stephanie's mic? But alignment is so important because literally when we met and we started talking about like our goals and what we wanted to do and the things that, you know, we had going on in our lives. When I sit and listen to you talk about just moving from New York, moving to Florida, now you're my co-host.
Hell yeah.
We're supporting each other on the podcast.
Right.
You're building a community. I'm building a community. And just that alignment alone.
Totally.
Like helping you manifest to what you really, really need. But also, you know what you do, Stephanie, that I love and admire about you? You keep shit so positive. I can tell when you're having a bad day, though. You be kind of like a little
quiet. Short. I'm no. quiet.
You be like, what's up?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
See, I'll yes. call her back. But, you know, your ability to keep things positive and constantly look at things in a different light all the time.
I was not like that at all. Like growing up, I will say that that is something that I had to work on. So if you are someone that you're like, it's, I saw this amazing meme that was like, worrying is manifesting for bad.
It's true.
And the same thing is, if you are, like we talked about in the last episode, throwing hate, giving messages like that to other people, that's what you're going to get back. And that also is really actually hatred on yourself or your own situation. And it's an unhappiness there. But I know how good it feels to have people lift me up. And so it costs me nothing to do the same to you or even the stranger walking down the street and saying like, dang, you have the best legs. You know, that
you do.
Yeah. When you tell me that, I like do backflips in my head because my legs have been the hardest thing for me. So every time you say that, I'm like, you know, but that's the thing. You don't even know that. Or like I've had people come up to me before and been like, oh, my God, I love your lips. And like, little do you know, it's like I have a birth defect. That's huge for me. Like right. That person just made my month by something that took no money out of their pocket and it took 10 seconds. And so why wouldn't you do that? And if you can do that in your life, it's going to multiply. It's going to come back to you.
So Steph,
yes.
What are your non-negotiables with yourself? Like I have, so the reason why I want to bring this up, I want to make sure that we talk about this is because I feel like when women do get into relationships, when women do have families, when women do have businesses, and I talk about this so much on the podcast, they stop taking care of themselves.
It's so funny you say that because I'm the opposite. Like my body looks the best when I'm with someone. Mm-hmm. I had to set an alarm in my phone because like when I'm single, I would go to bed with snacks instead of a person. And so I had to be like, I am not going to let my singleness like make me chunk up.
Yeah.
I would set an alarm like, no. Snacks not at this time.
Girl, when I'm single, I'm eating ice cream.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I love ice cream. But no, my non-negotiables with myself, definitely there's a lot around working out just because it gives me so much energy and it makes me feel good. Like it makes me feel powerful. I can wake up in the morning and have so much anxiety or not have clarity on how I'm going to approach my day. And even 1 mile on the treadmill, first thing in the morning, I'm like, okay, I can do it. Like that, and I'm not a morning person, and I've harnessed that. So that's a non-negotiable for me. There's also certain nutrition things that are non-negotiables for me that just a healthier me is a happier me. Mm-hmm.
Like what?
I intermittent fast. And so I'm someone that like once I start eating in the day, I can't stop snacking.
Oh, really?
And so I just delay the time that I start eating, which also allows my body to digest all the food that I've eaten the day before.
Got it.
That's one. But there are definitely some beauty things that are non-negotiables for me.
Yes, let's talk about
it. And that I've put the money in. I mean, you keep talking about my hair. I am an extension girl. Mm-hmm. I had tape-ins for like a decade, I think. Which is so expensive. It was just stupid.
That's because this was over here getting her extensions taken out and buying new hair.
Yeah, I wasn't reusing any of it because I had a standard for myself and I felt like a bald ego if I didn't.
How much were you spending?
Oh, too much. It's gross. It's gross.
I know.
Yeah.
My accent.
Yeah.
Because I you guys know I'm a hairstylist and
the best.
Purchasing that hair over again.
I know. No, it actually, even my hairstylist was like, I am robbing you. You have to stop. So it was not being like pushed for a upsell. It was completely my own. Part of that was I always was big hair, big boobs. Like that was my thing, my identity. And someone one time highlighted my hair the wrong way. It broke off. And that was all she wrote.
The money alone that you spend on yourself on a monthly basis should be enough to make sure that you're not taking a bullshit from no man.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, listen.
100%. I think also it's like you could not have a man. You could have some issues with work or something. But if you feel good when you leave the house, you're going to bring that energy. You're going to own it. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, also people, this is maybe a controversial thing to say. Yeah. But like, people want to do work with people that care about themselves, because if you care about yourself, you're going to care about their business. You're going to protect it in that same regard. And so I do think that that's important, because a lot of people, even not with families, like, get burnout from work and things like that. And I'm not great at that either. Like, I have definitely, and that's why sometimes I will go into a recluse, because I'm like, I can't be seen like this, but I also need my time from the burnout. But if you are showing up, you have to show up for the job you want. You have to show up for the life you want. You have to show up for the body you want. Visualization is super important, but you are your own brand, even if you are not an influencer on the internet. And you have to carry yourself that way. So other morning non-negotiables for me, I have like built this full routine. So I wake up and the first thing that I do is splash cold water on my face to try to wake up, because I'm not a morning person. I have laid my gym clothes out the night before, get in those. I go to make a certain drink to like get my energy going that's organic. And then I ice roll my face.
My son does that.
I ice roll my face with a metal ice roller. Shout out Skinny Confidential. You can sponsor this podcast. And so I love that. And then I also do gua sha. So I'm like, okay, by the way,
gua sha.
I wake up and I look like I got, like I stuck my face in a bee's nest. Like I'm super, super swollen. So that's another like incentive for me to run first thing in the morning, because when I run in the morning, my swelling comes out of my face. It starts to drain.
But sweating.
Yeah. So I first start with the ice roller and the gua sha, and then I go run. I come back, I have another drink that I drink, and then I do red light therapy. I have the whole thing. I have do red light therapy while I'm standing on a power plate that does more lymphatic drainage while I'm blow drying my hair.
Oh God.
So I've showered, but like I task batch. I see how many things can I do at once.
I love
that. In the same time. And I wish I could be better at this with work, because it's harder with your mind. But I definitely have things that I do every single day so that it just becomes like autopilot, and it makes it easier to do it first thing in the morning.
That's a good thing. I wish self-care thing was like work too.
Yeah.
Because I want to like work out. I want to like take care of my skin. I want to like put on my makeup. I want to do my lip gloss.
Yeah. I remember like at a young age looking at women and being like, I don't understand why they wouldn't wear makeup every day. Like, joke's on me. Mm-hmm. You just don't have the time or the energy. And also, if you don't, you can't make it look good every single day. So, yes, I don't wear a full face every single day. But if I know that I need to, when I go into the office, I got to beat down. You know, like I definitely, that's an opportunity to make money. It's an opportunity to reinforce someone's trust in me. I take care of myself. I'm going to take care of you. You know, that's the thing. So I do try to like live out that way. And then I think those are all my biggest morning routine non-negotiables.
Okay. So my non-negotiables for myself is obviously working out.
That's yeah.
Like I do not like body fat. I just don't.
Yeah.
A cardio, I don't necessarily run on a treadmill. I walk high incline.
And yeah.
It feels so good. Like I'm working the mess out of my glutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And my thighs. So, and then I like a little bit of like a cellulite. I think it's kind of sexy, but not too much.
I'm glad to hear that, because I got tiger stripes too. Well, I have them in the weirdest places.
You know, my daughter has tiger stripes and I look at her and be like,
really?
You look so good.
Like, I have them in the weirdest places, like here.
No. Do you know guys like stretch marks?
Oh my gosh. I hope. Like, please comment below.
No, they like stretch marks. Guys, they.
I mean, I think guys want.
Ones on a side.
The guys want women to look like women. I totally agree with that. But yeah, and then there are things that women care about and think matter, and they don't, you know? But
listen, ladies, I love stretch marks.
That's so, clip that. That's so funny. What?
Yeah, I like them on the sides and I like them on the butt.
Well, I also think, I mean, I think that they look better on black women than white.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't know. Mine are like pink and then they get white when I get spray tan and I just don't look right.
They look so good to me. Me and Stephanie was talking earlier. She was asking me about...
I asked you if you've ever done a skin laser and she said no. And I was like, I've just been staring at her skin. Like just, she looks so young. She has perfect, flawless skin. Like this is not a filter. This is real. And she said, no, she's never done a skin laser. And I'm like,
I've never done a skin laser. I'm down for trying anything that's going to make my skin clear. Clear, smooth, no texture.
Totally.
I'm down for all of that. Like, but that's another.
But I've done all that.
Goal of mine is I have to have my skincare routine.
Like, yeah.
That shit is so important to me. Like, I'm doing it. Like, my teeth. That's another thing. Real big. You just got teeth.
I just got my teeth. This is my second set, but this is the real. Well, I only had six before, but now I got the real.
I love them. They look good. And they're not like white.
I know. It's so funny because my dentist has done like a lot of rappers. And she was
like, cool. I want to know.
She's gone viral for doing DJ Khaled, that whole big thing. Okay. And she does Fat Joe and. Mm-hmm. She like was like four fingers in my mouth and was like, oh, they look so good. Like, you know, they look natural. They look real. You don't want to look like a rapper. And in my head, I was like, oh, my God, I think I want to look like a rapper. But they look great and I love them. But at first I was like, I want them like whiter than white can be. And I want, you know, I think I wanted chiclets, but I'm glad she didn't let me get chiclets.
I'm glad that you didn't get
any. Yeah.
No, sis. No, Stephanie. First of all, Stephanie is so into all of the like urban culture. She knows more shit than I do. She's like, what's going on? Did you hear about this? Like, no, Stephanie, I didn't hear. No, I don't know what's going on.
I love gossip. I love. It's so easy now with the internet too, because you can do it in the 10 minutes that you're trying to wake yourself up. Just scroll in bed and just get your little tea talk in and you're good.
What's your favorite gossip column or gossip
site? I don't know.
Instagram, TikTok, whatever.
Yeah, I don't even know what my favorite resource is. I just think that because my algorithm is set for that, it's hurled at me every single day. Mm-hmm. So like I'm like on all the Bravo gossip, all on all the pop culture gossip, and it just like comes to me.
You know where I get all my gossip from? Snapchat.
Okay.
I'm not on there that often, so I don't...
Well, they started putting all the news and everything on that, so that makes sense.
So I see everything on Snapchat. That's the only place I see it.
That's so funny.
And on my Instagram, I only see, like, beauty. I see fashion. I see travel. And I see a lot of food.
Well, that's really smart, because now you've set different algorithms for different apps. And so now you only open them up when you know what you want to...
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the only time I really
that's good.
Gossip. So my other non-negotiable obviously is my clothes.
Like, yeah.
I mean as a
Yeah. The look, I have a certain standard for myself, and like even right now, like I said, I haven't gotten like a real Steph Hines workout since moving to Florida. I know I don't look bad. I just don't feel like it's the energy that I move out. It's the toxins that I move out. Like
definitely look terrific.
I want that feeling. But yes, my clothes, my beauty, my skincare, all that. It's like.
You literally moved here, I feel like on the 20th?
Yeah, 16th I moved into my apartment, I think.
Okay, the 16th. So think about it. You're not even just a month.
Yeah, a month. But I traveled twice in that time as well.
Right.
But yeah.
It'll take a little bit of time for you to get your mojo back.
Yeah.
Because you have you need a life routine.
Totally.
You have a beauty routine.
Yeah.
You have a health routine. But now you need a new life routine.
That's what it is. It's like making the time for all of it. And for me now, the bigger investment too is like making my community down here. And because I don't have kids, I don't have the like... Oh, let's just, we'll do a play date and then I'll meet the other moms or something like that. And that's something I'm really cognizant of.
What we have to do is be intentional, because we talk about this all the time. Mm-hmm. Now that you're here, yes, you're pretty much settled. Mm-hmm. We have to make sure that we plan like a date.
Yeah.
Not just work, because okay, this is pretty much work.
Yeah.
This is fun though, but this is still work. So we have to make sure that we...
Well, we're not socializing with anyone other than ourselves.
No.
Yeah.
No, because, you know, I'd be perfectly fine. Like, come on, let's have champagne. Like, yeah, no, let's go outside.
Yes.
And mingle with the folks and stuff. Like, we got to go outside and have a good time. So that's why we have to make sure we plan something for your birthday.
Yes.
For sure. What's my other non-negotiable for myself? Sleep.
Oh, I'm really bad at sleep. And it's the best beauty. It's the best beauty routine.
Yes. Sister's definitely going to get her rest. I cannot play about my rest. I have a really cranky attitude when I don't get enough sleep. Rochay knows this. She knows it's either two things. You're tired or you're hungry.
Mm.
Isn't that right, Rochay? Or something made me mad. But yeah, that's another non-negotiable of mine, is getting my rest. So working out, my clothes, obviously eating good. Like, I literally only eat twice a day. Mm. I know you're going to probably say something about this, but
no.
I literally only eat twice a day. And that's because basically I have a childhood trauma. My mother died when I was 20. And I remember all of the things that she used to eat. She was a smoker and she used to eat. And when I say she used to eat, she used to make pork chops and just all kinds of bullshit. So she wasn't the most healthiest person. So my diet is really important to me. But mm-hmm. I do not eat that much. I think the heaviest I was when we first met.
Okay.
And that's because I was in that relationship and that man was feeding me. But literally,
it's so funny because that's a non-negotiable for me in a relationship, is that a guy is super healthy. Mm-hmm. Because, like, if you're asking me to get pizza every day, mm-hmm. I'm going to say no. But also, like, I don't want that influence. Like, I want you to be on, like, with my goals aligned.
Right. Now, what if you meet someone and you got to kind of coach them?
If they're open to it, I can help lead a horse to water, but like, you have to have the drive. You're going to stay with it. You're going to. So if they're like, yes, I want to get healthy, I want to do this, fine.
Gee.
But if it's like, if there's someone that's like, I never go to the gym, or if they're like, yeah, like, I don't, that's cool, I don't really care about that. It's going to bring me down.
Never going to the gym is like,
I just don't understand why.
Who does that?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
Were we being judgy just now?
That was. It was. But, like, it's just, when I say that, for me, it's that it's the mental clarity, mm-hmm. the energy. Like, it's therapy. It is literally a form of therapy. It doesn't feel good. I'm not saying that, like, I go in there and I'm like, I love this every time. Like, no, I'm sweating and I'm gross and that. But it's how I feel leaving the gym, like, I'm accomplished. If you do nothing in your day that day, like, you still showed up for yourself.
I think so, too. I think going to, like, how do you release all of the stress from day-to-day work? Like,
No. That's what it is. It's the release and the unlock. It's so, like, my brain feels clearer.
Yeah, I agree. Like, working, paying bills, making decisions, creating businesses, answering emails, text messages, conflicts you may have, you know, all of these things bring on stress, and not working out, like, you're not going to bring that on me.
No, exactly.
So, I think I'm such a relaxed girl where I don't need to talk to my person every day, that can turn into a long distance situation. That can turn into...
Oh, yeah. No, that's not me. I'm like, I need a good morning text. I need text through the day, call, and I need like a good night. And
you do?
Oh, yeah. I'm a Pisces, girl. We bleed love.
And I'm an Aquarius.
Yeah. You know, you're a wanderlust, want to travel, free spirit. And I'm like, do you love me now? Mm-mm. Okay, what about now?
I got to miss you. I want you to go get some busy. I want you to, you know, do some stuff, go to some meetings, you know, go somewhere for a day or two. I mean, I don't mind communication every day, but just I don't need a good morning, good night. Maybe like a good morning, maybe not a good night. Maybe like a little conversation.
You're so funny.
Too much conversation.
No, I want someone obsessed with
me. You know what it is? I like in-person conversation.
Yeah.
Way better in person than
that. No, I guess because of work, I'm always on my phone. Mm-hmm. So like, I want to know like, hey, thinking about you.
Have you ever noticed that when we talk on text, I'm super dry?
Yeah, but that's fine because then we just call. But that's the thing. Like, I guess I'm such a communicator that I can like flex to someone's needs on that.
Yeah, I'm just talking on text.
I've dated a guy that wanted to FaceTime a lot, a few that wanted to FaceTime all the time. And that is like, I do like FaceTime here and there if it's scheduled, but I'm like, dang, like, I don't want to, like, I don't, like, I'm tired. Like, you know, that one I could do without as much.
There's the FaceTime?
Yeah. It's like, I got to get my light right if I'm going to do that. I got to get
my makeup. Wait a minute. Did you say light?
Like, I got to, like, look good.
Oh, my God. Listen, I will have my scarf on. If you FaceTime me, you won't get that scarf. You're going to get whatever. If you FaceTime me about an appointment, you won't get whatever you see.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Whatever you see. I mean, whatever. I'm not dressing it up for you. If you didn't call, if you just called to see what I was doing, you going up. All right. So, ladies, I am going to have to cut our podcast short because I cannot get my mic together. I'm so sorry.
But before we leave, I'm going to need you to update me on your fit check.
My fit check.
Run it down.
Okay.
Run it down.
So, I have on my... Let me hold your mic
stuff. Okay, you go, girl.
So I have on, oh my God, this sounds amazing. So I have on my femininity bodysuit, and you can now get these online. I have on a pair of jeans from, I think these are from Zara. And I have on my Louboutins. Hold on, let me take these off so you guys can see. It's really, really clear. First of all, these are my like vintage Louboutins. I love these. They're a studded booty. The heel is not aggressive, so I can walk in these. Really, I can walk in these and be in these and be sexy for at least 4 to 5 hours. So I love these. They have like the gold studs and everything. So yeah, that's my fit. And you know, yeah, that's what it's given. So I'm going to give you the mic back, Seth.
Okay. All right. So my fit check is, I moved, but I'm always repping New York.
Absolutely.
So the ribbed crop tank is from Zara. The gemmed denim is a boot cut, which I normally don't wear boot cut, but we're trying new things. And I just got these at Zara, so these are there now. And then the chain is this unbelievable non-tarnish from Artisan Jewelry.
Love it.
Yes.
Love it. So, ladies, thank you for being here for another episode of Femininity by Rachel V. I am Rachel.
And I am Steph.
Make sure you guys like and subscribe if you are enjoying the content in the channel. Please, likes help the channel grow. So if you are a supporter already, you're already here, please make sure you like, make sure you comment. And if you are liking the content, make sure you subscribe. You know, we really appreciate you being here. We appreciate you helping us grow our channel, and we will see you the next time. Thank you.